at townhall.com.
The election is over. Now, what does it all mean? How are the results going to shift our nation, our state, our lives? WBOB will follow all the developments and bring all the inside stories so you'll know exactly what is happening and how it will affect you. WBOB Talk Radio.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Inside Track. This is Karen Morton. And I am happy to be with you this fine, fine Thursday afternoon. We are going to kind of go over a few things that have been happening here in our town in the last week. And talking about some of the other issues that are coming up across the nation as well. I do want to mention, first of all, my sidekick that is usually here with me.
Yeah, what's happened to him anyway?
He is... Hi, AJ.
Hi.
Good
to see you, Karen.
AJ is our producer for the day. So I thank you so much.
Hey, well, I'm glad to be here.
we have a John Kraft, who's normally here, who was the secretary of the Duval Republican Party. Elections are over. Recounts are over. Internal elections are over. He and his wife have gone on a cruise or are on their way to a cruise.
Probably well-deserved at this
point. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I tell you, the person who really, well, John's going to take exception with this. I was going to say the person who really deserves it is his wife. Because as hard as John worked, and he really did, I depended on him for so much. But he was very fortunate. And actually, so was I. My husband, Ray, is in the studio with me.
Always good to see Ray.
Hello.
And neither one of us would have been able to put in the time and the work and would have been able to, you know, really get things done or even think clearly if we didn't have my husband and his wife who sat back and said, okay, do what you need to do, and didn't give us a lot of flack for being gone for umpteen hours in a day. And that made all the difference in the world. It really did.
Wonderful.
When you've got, yeah, it really is. When you've got that kind of support behind you, it truly does make a difference. I don't know how people do it without that. So John and Kim are on their way
down.
And
look, Welch is in the studio. See, it just gets better and better.
I know. Here. Actually, this is, yeah, my velvet voice is back.
Hey, there you go.
Roger Henderson, WBOB.
Why isn't the microphone working? One, two. Oh, there it is.
Okay. There he is. There he is.
Velvet voice.
Velvet
you mean
voice.
AJ?
No, I mean you, baby.
Ooh.
Ray's all right. Laughing at her.
Ray, my husband's sitting over there going, ah.
Ray is kind of looking at you funny.
Yeah, we both are. Yeah. Politics is so interesting, though, Karen.
Hey, you know? Politics are fascinating. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because, yes, there's so much. So many dynamics when
yes.
you look at politics. You know, the personal issues, the what happened, what didn't happen, what could have happened, what probably should have happened, what everybody on the planet who's the armchair quarterback thinks you should have done, or could have done. You know, it's complicated. And then there's all the treachery and the backstabbing that goes on, you know, and it's just it's bizarre. So it's been a fascinating
however at the end weeks. Of the day, if we've got good people who are now serving in office, who are putting their hand in the Bible in January to uphold the Constitution and help make the society a better place,
that's right,
then it's worth it.
I am very, very happy that we were able to get people elected to office. You know, again, though in Duval County, we did not carry the votes for Ron DeSantis for governor, we were able to keep that tied from being the 40,000 plus margin that they wanted down to like 16,700 or something like that, which enabled the rest of the state to really keep him above board, mm-hmm. and even kept him out of the recount. So,
and from what I understand too, most of the larger cities tend to, you know, have more of a liberal type of of bent anyway. And the fact that Duval,
is
as Republican as it is when on election day,
is a minor miracle.
Yes.
Yeah. And unfortunately, in many ways, we are moving toward that. The phenomenon this time was just because of this humongous effort from the forces across the country trying to get Gillum elected. They wanted to get Gillum in the governor's office so that they would have control of Florida for the 2020 presidential election. I mean, that was what everything was about. And fortunately, we were able to keep their margin here in Duval down to something that was manageable. And Ron DeSantis is going to take office in January, and I couldn't be more proud. And I truly am very proud of being able to keep it down to that margin. But beyond all of that, there are a lot of things that are happening in Duval County. Like you said, we were the only metropolitan area in all of Florida that actually carried for Donald Trump in 2016. And when you think about Florida and all of the large cities that we have, Jacksonville was the only metropolitan city that did that. It was the rural part of Florida that carried Donald Trump. And we didn't even carry, we didn't carry him by 50%. He had 48.48%. Remember Gary Johnson, a libertarian, mm-hmm. running in 2016 for the presidential race. And we had over 11,000 people right here in Duval that voted for Gary Johnson instead of Donald Trump. So that kept him from going over that 50% mark. But that's exactly why Duval got targeted for the governor's race. It was the last stronghold, and they thought if they could turn Duval strong enough that they could indeed take over the state. And we did manage to keep that from happening. But it was an interesting ride all the way around. There's so many. You look at all the people moving into the city, and yes, there's new jobs, and there's, you know, you're going to have an influx of population. But when you look at the number of people moving into the city, they are still registering over the spectrum. You're still getting approximately one-third Democrat, one-third Republican, and one-third MPA.
How is that happening? What's going on nationwide? I mean, statewide, I should ask, because Florida tends to be a magnet for people to move to. They want to get out of the cold.
Exactly.
They move here. You see that happening statewide with more people coming in from, how is that affecting the political dynamic? They say we're turning more purple than we were
always
red at one point.
Right. And statewide, I'm not quite sure what the numbers are, but if they're moving in from northern metropolitan areas, they're bringing more of a Democrat lean to it. If they're moving in from north central United States, so they're coming in from the rural areas, you know, the farmers that have sold their farms and they've, you know, or passed it on to their kids and they've retired to Florida, then they're bringing in the more conservative side. So I'm not quite sure where all of that's falling.
Okay.
But I do know here in Duval, we're not getting any advantage out of it. But what we are losing are a lot of Republicans who are moving out of Duval County. Even in our own Republican Executive Committee, the number of people who
staying in the state of Florida but moving out of Duval County.
Yes. Moving to St. John's.
Okay.
You know, moving to Clay, moving to Baker. Baker is starting to pick up mass. All right. And so people are, you know, it's the urban flight kind of thing. People are moving out of the urban areas or the metropolitan areas and going to the outlying. And slowly but surely, that's what happens in these cities. Your voting base is disseminates out into the outlying areas, and the cities are left in a much more Democrat, liberal kind of situation.
We did have a record voter turnout.
We did indeed. We did indeed. And we'll talk about that when we come back, because that's what saved us. That is definitely what saved us. We've got people, if you've got questions or anything, give us a call, 904-222-8255. 904-222-8255, and we're going to be back in just a second here.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Pontevedra.
If you're like most people and you see 2 gas stations and 1 sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
Are you fed up with long security lines and TSA at the airport? Have you ever thought about flying privately but unsure of the expense or process? The professionals over at GoFly Leasing makes it safe and simple. GoFly Leasing offers private aircrafts for individuals or companies to travel at a lower cost and with greater flexibility than other air charters. As an airline pilot, the owner, Dave, prides all that he does on safety. GoFlyLeasing.com is the website. GoFly Leasing is also pet friendly, so your pup can ride where he wants to be right next to you. Rates as low as $450 per flight hour and round trip starting around just at $2,000 for a spacious 8-seat aircraft that you will certainly love to go upon. GoFlyLeasing.com. That's GoFlyLeasing.com. Visit the website. No hassle. Don't have to deal with long security lines. That's GoFlyLeasing.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Yes, this is Karen Morton, and I'm here in WBOB AM 600 FM 101.1, and we're having a conversation about things that have happened in the last month or so regarding the most recent election here in Duval County. One of the things that we were talking about right before the break is that in order to stem that tide of Andrew Gillum, keeping Andrew Gillum out of the governor's office, we were able to get a record turnout. And that is something that I am very, very proud of. And that is something that I continually try to thank every single person. I know a lot of you who are listening to this show, and you're more than welcome to call in and talk about it. A lot of our listeners have gotten involved, and I cannot thank you enough. It is our volunteers that made all the difference in the world. We were able to take a midterm election, which is never, we never have turnouts like we do in the presidential years. Never. But we were able to take a historic high of 60.7% turnout for a midterm and actually increase that by over 10%. Our turnout for this midterm was 70.92%.
That was awesome, wasn't it?
That was incredible. That was amazing. And I was absolutely thrilled to see what the final number was. Had some really good feelings about it as we were going through, especially election day and kind of tracking people who had gotten to the polls. We were tracking very closely and targeting very closely people who do not normally vote in the midterms. We have so many people out there, so many voters who only go out for the presidential elections.
Right, but a lot of people felt the midterms were much more important this time.
Yes. And I, again, it's because of our volunteers and because of really the networking now that is done. It is amazing how much social media really can play a part in getting voters more revved up and actually out to the polls. Our listeners definitely participated in all of this. And I am forever grateful to you because it did make the difference. And 70.92% turnout for a midterm election is incredible. So very, very proud of that. Very proud. We've had some busy times, and especially in this last week, we were the elections for the Republican Executive Committee are every 2 years. And I served as chairman for the last 2 years. And we have a new chairman now as of Monday night. And I am the immediate past chairman. The new chairman is Mr. Dean Black. And I think one of these days we'll eventually have him on the show here. Have him come in and talk with people about what his plans are. But it was an interesting evening for me. I was very sick. Had a bad cold.
They've been going around. Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've all been sniffling in this building, I know for sure. And, the lady that runs the building from downstairs, the reception, she was off for a week with walking pneumonia.
That's right. Angie is.
Angie?
She's our real boss here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
But I'm a leader. I had it first.
Well, thanks for bringing it to town.
Yeah, really. Yeah, patient zero sitting right here. So
we have a listener from one of our stalwarts here at WBOB, Marty from St. Augustine, like to chime in.
Hey Marty, how are you this afternoon?
Well, actually, I have what I affectionately call my global warming cold. All of this heat, Al Gore, thank you. All of this heat, I'm sick now and I'm in bed. I have a cold that I get from all of this global warming. I'm going to make a statement that for the new year, although it's not new year yet, mm-hmm. I would like to make my new year resolution or what I'd like to see.
Okay.
And I would like to see Republicans throughout the country become more gutsy, because when I listen on the radio and I hear this guy Schumer, and I think Schumer is one of the most dangerous people in the country. And one of his proteges is Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that New York, where I'm from, seems to be a subversive factory where you don't hear of any good people, if politically speaking, being hatched. It's all a bunch of creeps. And I'd like to see a lot of truth squads form in the world of Republicanism, where we go out, we know the truth, and we speak the truth, and we become a little more militant, because it's just disgusting out there, all of the imaginary grievances.
Well, what do you mean by a little more militant? Because, you know, I mean, you don't want to turn into what you hate, what you don't want in a society.
No. Okay, for example... For example, during the early election and the general election, mm-hmm. I sat with a bunch of Democrats, because at the polling place, several of my neighbors, I live in a heavy Democrat area in St. Augustine, and I said to these people, we don't have to be enemies just because we're on different teams. So I sat with these people and I picked their brain, what little of it they have as Democrats. And I found out that without exception, they all had the same mentality as far as the wall,
yep.
Global warming, pollution, cars that get 100 miles to the gallon.
Yep.
They all had the same nonsensical line. And when I discuss with these people, And a lot of times I would verbally knock them down as far as what they were saying and what the misconceptions that they had. But they were very dogmatic. Meanwhile, in the world of Republicanism, we've had people, I know several people who are never Trumpers.
Sure. Yeah, and, yeah, that's a big problem still.
My point is that, Karen, it's not a perfect world.
No, it's
in
not.
In a perfect world, you could get the right size, color, weight, shape of the candidate, but this is not a right a perfect world. So we have to say like this. I want to tell you, I love Donald Trump, and I don't care what he ever did or what people said he did. I think bigger. And remember what John F. Kennedy said? Don't ask what the country can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, going by Kennedy's words, hello, he used to be a Democrat. If he was alive, he'd be a Republican. But
oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Totally different. Yeah, totally different.
Donald Trump is very good for the country.
Yes. Well, and you have brought up some various interesting points. But you're right. The Democrats have more of a tendency to repeat a mantra over and over and over again. And their followers that's what they do. They follow. They are in lockstep. They hear
very
the mantra.
Good.
They practice the mantra. They make them repeat it over and over again. And then they send them out on the streets and in the neighborhoods. And that's how that works. Republicans have a tendency to be way more independent minded. Yeah, and Ray, jump in.
Marty, when we lived out in California for two terms until term limits, I was the deputy northern regional vice chairman of the California Republican Party, and I was in the face of the Democrats almost every day. And the state was divided in thirds by population, so we had from Fresno north, which is a huge geographic territory. And you might be interested to know that the Democrat Party of California voted me the most dangerous Republican in the state.
Well, for more than one reason, actually. But actually, he did go to the enemy, so to speak, instead of sitting around and preaching to the choir, which we have a tendency to do. Matter of fact, that came up in conversation someplace where I was last night. People are actually in a meeting this morning. People were go ahead.
Let me say one thing. If you remember in the old days, I don't know if they have them now, you used to have the Christian Science reading room where you could go in and read the literature and about the Christian scientists, whatever. I would like to see something similar with Republicanism, where people come in and they learn the real deal and not what the Democrats are lying to them. For example, we're supposed to be in a cooling age, and these people, and I want to say this, I do believe that the people, the dogmatic Democrats, right, they do have a mental problem. Now, I don't badmouth them because I'd like for them to jump.
I happen to know some Republicans who also have mental problems. So, you know, I kind of know where you're going. Marty, we're running out of time for this segment here. But thank you for your point. I think that we've been talking about these very issues for doing some things here in Duval and in Northeast Florida and in Florida. And yes, we do need to take the fight or take the education, really, I guess, out to the people. It is way past time for that. We spend so much time preaching to the choir when we bring in statewide candidates for governor, candidates for U.S. Senate, candidates for attorney general, candidates for U.S. Congress. We take them to where all the supporters will gather and cheer. We don't take them out to the northwest side and have a rally there and talk with people and ask for their vote there. We don't do that. We need to do that. It's something that we really truly have to work on, because we've got to reach out. We've got to have that interchange. We've got to get people to understand that there is something that they can gain from listening to the other side, from looking at capitalism for what it is and for what it has produced in this country. And until we can do that, and until we can take the argument to them, we're still having an issue. We'll be back in just a second. Hold on.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Senators could pull U.S. assistance from the Saudi-led war in Yemen, punishment for Saudi Arabia after the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. U.S. intelligence officials have concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman must have known of the plot. Voting should be underway now on that slap on the wrist for Saudi Arabia. Indiana State Police Sergeant John Bowling says a teenage suspect killed himself inside a middle school in Richmond, Indiana, after confronted by officers. No one else at the school or any of those officers were injured. Richmond is near the Indiana-Ohio state line, about 60 miles east of Indianapolis. Virgin Galactic announcing it has reached the boundary of space with today's test launch of its VSS Unity spaceship. They say climbing more than 50 miles high. And on Wall Street, the Dow now down by 7 points. For more details, srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Angel, asking you to invite your friends who speak Spanish to tune in to our Sunday Spanish programming here on WBOB. Sundays at 5 p.m., The Season with Jesus, right after the Spanish broadcasting of the Jaguars game. Every Sunday, there will be a different topic presented by our team of local Spanish-speaking pastors teaching God's Word to members of the Spanish-speaking community. So don't miss A Season with Jesus, right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming at Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Sunday, December 16th, the Jacksonville Jaguars will face the Washington Redskins with the broadcast starting at 12:45 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
If Obama said the word nationalist and explained it, they wouldn't have any problem with it. But it's Trump. Trump represents an existential threat to mushy-headed liberalism. They know it. They have to take away the rhetorical devices and weapons and issues that Trump has successfully used against the left to expose the left. They have to remove those topics from his discussion.
Laura Ingraham, 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're in the bottom half of the Inside Track with Karen Morton, and I'm joined this afternoon with my husband, actually. Ray Morton is here.
Hello, everyone.
And our producer, AJ,
Always glad to be here.
I am eternally grateful for you. Velvet Voice has left us, I believe, probably for the rest of the day. He had other duties that he had to fulfill.
Velvet had to move on.
Velvet, yeah.
He had some personal business to take care of. Important.
Yes, indeed.
He had to report to his boss at home.
and this is the truth. We've got another caller on the line, and I think it's who I think it is.
Yeah, Jim's on the line.
Jim, hey, welcome to the show. Are you there?
You lost the Velvet Voice, and now you have the Raspy Voice.
Oh, there we go. It is Jim Davis. All right.
It is. I hope you and Ray are feeling better. I have been concerned about you.
Well, I am much better. And first of all, let me take just a second, Jim. Sorry to interrupt you. I need to apologize to all the listeners out there. I suddenly started coughing, and I could not stop. AJ was trying to cut my mic as often as possible, but I do apologize for all the coughing. We'll try and keep that under control now. Yeah, I'm better, Jim. I need to let people know, Jim Davis is, first of all, the president of the Duval Trump Club, and that is huge, huge in this county.
Over 200 members inside of 6 months. So
yeah.
We're pretty proud of that.
Yeah. Great, great growth. It's incredible. And going to be working very, very hard over the next 2 years as we work toward the presidential election. I know that you and your team over at the Trump Club are working hard to put together a whole set of activities so that we can get things done.
We are, and we're going to coordinate closely with the REC as best we can. And we're actually trying to put together a package of some really exciting meetings coming up. So we've taken a hiatus, it seems like, since we got involved with the election process, but we have not been dormant, I can assure you of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I got to say, the Trump Club was very instrumental. Many members of the Trump Club volunteered their time and their effort. They got out there, they knocked on doors, they were over at the campaign office putting together walk packets and literature packets, making phone calls, and it all came together, it all paid off. So
we're really proud of our club members.
Absolutely.
These are not talkers, these are doers, and
right.
I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be involved with them, and that's the truth of it.
I know it is. And there's some other good things that came your way. On Monday night, Jim was elected the new vice chairman of the Republican Party of Duval County. So congratulations on that, Jim. Fantastic.
Thank you. I can't speak for the REC because I'm not the chairman, but I can say this. I am personally committed to pulling Republicans together and creating the unity that we spoke of, and I'm supporting Dean Black 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's your job. That is your job.
That's my job.
That'd be your job. So but I was very happy to see that when you look at the makeup of new officers, we kind of have at least a mix of the old guard and the Trump Club, which is heartening, because we definitely have to have the Trump enthusiasm continue with the party. It has got to be there. We have got to reelect this guy. Marty had called in before the break, and he was talking about, you know, like so much disparity. There's still never Trumpers in the Republican Party. How do you even explain that? How can we have 2 years worth of unprecedented success from the White House, and there still be people that thumb their noses and go, yeah, well, too bad.
Let me say it like this. I don't deny what Marty is saying because he sees what he sees. I can say this. As I've worked for the Trump Club, I have not seen any of that. Now, they may know better than
Well, they don't show. Yeah, they're not going to populate the Trump Club. Yeah.
yet. But the reality is, you know, if I focus on the people who oppose me, then I'm never going to find the people who support me.
There you go.
And, you know, that's the whole point. The president's doing wonderful things.
Yep.
He's just done this new economic council, and he's got Dr. Carson heading it up. This falls right in line with what the Trump Club has been trying to do, mm-hmm. and that's reach out to minority communities and let them understand, look, as Republicans, we are not your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to join mainstream America. We want that. And we have I don't know what the percentage is, I guess I should, but we have a good mix of minorities in our club.
Yes, yes.
So, and it's all because of what President Trump is doing.
Yes, yes. When you look at low unemployment, lowest ever in the country in the last 100 years, it's not just low unemployment for white people. It's low unemployment for everybody, blacks, yeah. Hispanics, Asians.
You remember the president asked, what the heck do you have to lose? And I'm paraphrasing that, obviously,
yep.
to vote for him. And those who did certainly cannot walk away saying they're disappointed.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. And I was heartened to see one of the biggest Never Trumpers that has had national exposure is Bill Kristol. And the Standard, what is it, his magazine? Is it the Standard? No, it's gone out of my head.
National Standard.
The National Standard.
National Standard, thank you. Thank you both. And he's, you know, I mean, he went from the supposed spokesperson for the conservatives across the nation, which he really never was, but okay, to a heavy, lay-down-the-law, never-Trumper, was never going to accept anything that President Trump ever did, ever said, ever thought about, and he kept pushing it and kept pushing it, regardless of all of the success that the president has had. And guess what?
Now the national whatever is going broke.
You got it. You got it. People have figured it out.
The national bankrupt.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, the guy was just such an arrogant jerk. And, you know, he finally just did himself in. And I think we're going to see more and more of that. I think the Never Trumpers, and they're definitely out there, Jim. I mean, I know them. We have them right here in River City. It's not a secret. But they're either, you know, they're either going to disappear, or they're going to finally begin to understand that things aren't as bad as they like to have believed. But a lot of them are just going to go underground and be more quiet, because there's less and less and less acceptance of that viewpoint. And we have got to move forward. I like what you said about, you know, if you concentrated on all the problems in the world, you'd never be able to deal with the other issues. And that's exactly true. That's something that we always have to do, is ignore the nonsense and the strife, and keep your eye on the ball. You have got to move forward. You got to know where you're going. And that's extremely important. And I know that you do that very well. And the Trump Club is heading in all the right directions. And I'm thrilled about that.
Well, you remember we had this gentleman from Black Pack that showed up.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And he had this sign that said, I'm colorblind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when people look at me, they know I'm short and fat. When I look at somebody, I know if they're a different race. If somebody has red hair and glasses, I know they have red hair and glasses. But my perspective is, you don't look at how a person looks. You look at what's in their heart. And I believe that's a biblical principle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start building from heart, then you can do a lot of things. And,
very
you
nice.
Know, our heart is for our country. We are adamant constitutionalists. We're adamant supporters of Donald Trump because he's an adamant constitutionalist. And some can take some can find an example where they don't feel like he did this or he didn't do that. But the bottom line is he has done everything he can to follow the U.S. Constitution, and we support that.
Gotcha, gotcha. Hey, listen, you had a notation on here, something about a White House Christmas party?
Yeah, you want me to wait till after the break?
Yeah, I was going to say, hold on, because we're about to go on to a break here, and let me come back, and I want you to talk about that, because I'm not quite sure where you're going with it, but it sounds good. Hold on, everybody. We're taking a break, and we will be right back.
Jennifer Candelino for Snyder Air Conditioning. Should you repair or replace your air conditioning system? It's a question that our customers ask us every day. So Snyderman has put together a short quiz to help you make your own decision. Just log on to SnyderAC.com, take the short quiz, and decide for yourself. Repair or replace? Your answer will become very clear. And our repair or replace quiz is easy. Simply log on to SnyderAC.com and answer the 5 short questions. There's a reason that Snyder Air Conditioning has been Jacksonville's leading air conditioning company for over 40 years, with the highest quality products and only honest and reliable workmanship. Every Snyder technician has been certified and professionally trained and committed to 100% customer satisfaction. At Snyder, they know you expect your comfort needs to be fixed right the first time. So log on to SnyderAC.com today and take the short quiz, repair or replace. Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 1813307.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riesch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riesch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riesch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riesch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Riesch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riesch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Those dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tolleson family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's clean it up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM. Talk Radio. WBOB.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're on the last segment of the Inside Track. I'm Karen Morton. With me in the studio is Ray Morton. With me in the booth is AJ.
I'm still here.
Yay! And with me online, George, I know you're on that line, but hold on for me. Let's go back to Jim for a second. Jim, you were talking about that Christmas party. You there?
Well, apparently... Okay. Are you there?
Yep, gotcha.
Apparently, there's a Christmas party every year in the White House for the media, and in times past, the party was so big that they had to do two, one for broadcast media and one for print media, mm-hmm. and the president has canceled it, mm-hmm. and the media, they're going nuts. Now, number one... They obviously hate the president. They're very abusive to the administration, members
yep.
of the administration.
Yep.
All right. So, number one, why would they – my question is, why would you want to party with somebody whom you hate, unless you're just looking for another free government handout?
There you go. Yeah, the prestige of being at the White House Christmas party.
Well, you know.
I love it.
Is she going to send them all a lump of coal?
Ooh. You know, instead of that, he should send them all a copy of the First Amendment.
That's perfect. You're good. That's perfect.
My opinion is the media doesn't understand that they have a First Amendment right, but the president doesn't lose his First Amendment right once he takes the oath.
There you go. There you go. That's perfect.
So the reality is, here they are. They hate the guy. They make fun of what's her name's pecan pie. you know, and I mean that's how bad the acrimony has gotten.
Yeah.
And then they want to go eat their free food.
Yeah.
It just amazes me. It just amazes me.
It is it is fascinating to watch. But that's where our society is right now. Give people a lot of trouble and then expect the world in return. And it's nice to see that occasionally there are consequences for actions. May not always happen in Duval County, but sometimes there are consequences for your actions. So,
yes, indeed.
Indeed. Hey, Jim, I'm going to take a couple of more callers here. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'll see you soon. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
I also want to mention to you, since he was talking about the White House Christmas party, the Republican Party of Duval County is having their Christmas party, a reception, this Saturday. That is December 15th. It's coming up in just a couple of days. It is in the afternoon from 3 to 6, and it's going to be an open reception, you know, coffee, tea, some desserts out, that kind of thing. People enjoying each other's company. But we are collecting donations for Hubbard House. And Hubbard House is a place that gives shelter to women and children who've come from very, very abusive households and need to escape. And we're looking for items that they can use for their Christmas wish list, including children of all ages, whether it be young babies up through their teen years, looking for different types of games, books, for the older kids, makeup, for kids, sporting equipment, balls, and different kinds of craft sets and those kinds of things that they will enjoy and things that they can use, and also gifts for the mother as well. If you don't want to shop, you can always bring in one or two of the $25 grocery gift cards as well. But we are collecting donations for Hubbard House. It is a very, very important institution in this city, and they do great work. And so if you'd like to make that contribution, you're welcome to come by the reception. Again, it's this Saturday, December 15th from 3 to 6. It is here at the Salem Center, 7235 Bonneval Road, Salem Center, off of I-95 and JTB. This is where the same building that the studios are located in. So if you can get
there. Yeah, not too far from Social Security.
Exactly, right. About a block away from Social Security. For those of you who are old enough to know where that is.
That's for the mature part of our
exactly,
audience.
Exactly, exactly. Right. If you can't come to the party, you can still drop off your donations today or tomorrow or Saturday, and we'll still get them to the Hubbard House. All right, we've got George on the line. George from Arlington. George, thank you for holding.
Yes, a few things. I want to congratulate you on the turnout. I know that everybody involved did a really good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then the second thing is about the Northwest side. I actually worked the Regency Library and the Black Masonic Hall across from Jacksonville University, and I got very good feedback. And I think, you know, jobs and 401ks and all of the things that we stand for are going pretty well. One other thing is do you have contact information for Jim Davis?
I do indeed. I do indeed.
What's his number?
Well, I can't give it to you over the air, but
okay.
I tell you what, can we get George's? AJ's going to get your number down. I'll give you a call back when we're done.
Right. I think it might be in your phone, but
it might be in my phone. I know.
Right. But on your flu, I had it also, and I have this QX machine thing, and within 15 minutes, I zapped it, and the symptoms were gone in a year. Excuse me, in an hour.
And that's better than a year.
Yeah, a year. if you want to stop by here, call me on your way home or wherever you're at. But I promise to show it to you, and maybe you know your husband can run it on you, and we can get rid of that flu.
Okay.
It does work, especially on flus. And so it's pretty good. And I need to run down and mail some stuff here, but that shouldn't take more than about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. All right. George, thank you. I may take you up on that one. And then you're right. I do have you in my phone. So let me get back with you, Bob, about that and about Jim.
Great.
Perfect.
Okay, great. And I think a few of the people at the station also have the number. But keep up the good work. And it looks like you need to give all of the Republicans a course in turnout.
Yeah.
Maybe send you around the country here.
Yeah, well, you know, I am proud of what we did, but a lot of people put all that together. So, thank you, George.
One other thing.
Yes, sir.
It looks like we need to establish a Hubbard House for all of the people who work for Trump.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because they're being abused to no end. It's immoral. It's illegal. And they should not be doing what they're doing the way they're doing it.
That is true. That is very, very true. It's ridiculous. You know, and that brings up something else. George, thank you so much for the call. It brings up something else that he just said. You know, all of these people who are being literally harassed, the lives are being ruined. They're being investigated for things that nobody would have ever looked at them in a million years had they not been connected to Trump, if they had not been related to Trump, if they had not been Trump's lawyer or Trump's friend or Trump's business associate or something like that. It is shameful what is happening. And yet, I noticed that Marco Rubio has come out and said, He better not pardon any of those people. That would be the wrong move. Where is this coming from?
Everybody giving seems like everything's out of place, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Know, who's the commander in chief?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's the commander in chief? Who's helping who here? Yeah.
Jerome Corsi is not out of line. He just launched a lawsuit against Mueller, NSA, CIA, and a bunch for $350 million.
Yeah. For them finally harassing him and is threatening all kinds of jail time, and I don't know what all they were after him for. And it's just enough. And he's suing them. Eventually, somebody has to have not only the wherewithal, but the money and the power to be able to fight back like that. And thankfully, Jerome Corsi can do that kind of thing. Those of you, I don't know if you've been following it on Facebook or not, but Jerome Corsi is the guy that went after, came out publicly and went after John Kerry, and told all of the stories about John Kerry and his escapades when he was in the military for that short period of time, and apparently caused his own injury and then got a Purple Heart and a seat in Congress for it. So, very fascinating story. Anyway, Jerome Corsi, good work there. Good luck too. I think it'll go well. We've got 1 minute left, and I appreciate all of you being here. We will be back next week, every Thursday at 2:00. We are right here with two to three with the Inside Track. I wanted you to all again. I just want to say thank you to everybody. You guys are there, you listen, you hear, and then you get up and you do something about it. And I am so proud of everybody that actually gets up and takes action. Nothing can be more important because we're not done. We still have a lot of fight left in us, and we're going to have to use every bit of it because 2020 is coming up. So please stay tuned next week right here, 2:00, WBOB.